Hi, man, you ready to go?
Welcome to Race Time Radio. You'll hear from the best in Canadian U.S. racing this week. Grab a cold one and stick around.
All right, you're good. They've got a car in the wall and three.
The starter tower has signaled. We're ready to roll. It's Race Time Radio, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Chisholm.
And good evening, one and all. Welcome to Racetime Radio, your two-hour edition, coast-to-coast, right here on Rev TV Canada, and of course across the full Racetime Radio network, including the Performance Motorsport Network.com, and of course, our YouTube channel, all live. And please do us a favor, hit subscribe as you're on our YouTube channel now. We surely appreciate it. Things are growing. They're growing, and it's all because of you, and thank you for all of that. Let me tell you who we've got coming on the show tonight. Talk about a stacked, stellar lineup. We got it for you here tonight. We're going to start way out on the east coast of Canada, in Truro, Nova Scotia, to be quite pinpoint about things. We have got Canada's Iron Man, Gary Elliott. Yep, the driver of this number 36 beautiful machine right in front of me. Gary Elliott is going to join us on the show for yet another edition. This guy is, like, just amazing. If you've never met Gary Elliott, tonight you're in for a treat. I'll tell you what, I've not only watched this driver, I've actually made money on this guy sitting in the grandstand at Sauble Speedway 25 years ago when Gary was driving a Canadian Vintage Modified, beautiful Quaker State machine, sitting with a bunch of friends. And, of course, we did a little bit of play betting. Throw $2, put it in the pool, take your car, live with the results, and if you pick the winner, you got the coin. And sure enough, I knew my racing, and I knew my buddy Gary Elliott was going to roll out down at the track. I want to say he started that night around 12th. They all laughed at me. He said, no way is that guy going to win the race. He started way back. I said, you just watch, my buddy. And sure enough, Gary Elliott, doom, 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 all the way through the field, 10 to go. Gary was setting sail out front. Even his son David couldn't catch him. It was incredible to watch. And he has been an incredible individual. You're going to meet him tonight, all live on Racetime Radio. We'll catch up tonight with Kyle Speckley. Of course, Kyle was in action last weekend. He wasn't in the 30 car for Red Jones, not last weekend. He was in his APC number 22 car. He was in the Cars Tour Pro Late Model division. And, man, he qualified 7th, doing a real good job. And consequently, the 43 car didn't leave him a lot of room. Ended up hitting the 22, turned him around, cut a tire down, had some damage underneath, and the crew went to work, got Kyle back out. He did salvage a top 10 finish. We were going to try and get him last week, but they were in transit, of course, on their way home from Hickory. And Kyle said, hey, I'll join you next week for sure. Signal was spotty last week. So we're going to catch up with Kyle Speckley here on the show. Hey, some big news on dirt here in the province of Ontario. It was kind of looking like Ontario Motor Speedway, the old South Buxton Speedway. It looked like, the track was all rebuilt and brought up to grade, and they did some miraculous stuff. But then the track was going to end up shutting down. There was something going on, don't know why, but nevertheless, that big, beautiful speedway was going to fall off the map until the Marks family took over, and the deal got concreted just the other day. Will Marks is going to join the show. His dad, his brother, there's a whole collection of them, but Will is going to join the show tonight. We'll dig into Ontario Motor Speedway, and we'll get the skinny on everything. What we can look forward to throughout the course of 2024, now that that big, beautiful speedway is going to be cracked open again, and new blood, going to be a good thing. We'll also catch up, and we'll talk some NASCAR Canada. How about with a guy that not only has 100 starts in NASCAR Canada, he's got a bunch of wins. I want to say 18, but we'll dig into Kevin LaCroix's stats in just a bit. He drives the number 74 Napa Stores machine. And Kevin Lacroix from Quebec going to join us here tonight on the show. And how about the wonderful world of live streaming races? Man, I'll tell you, the landscape has changed over the last 4 or 5 years, and it's really intensified. There is a ton of content out there. The problem kind of is that no one knows where to look and when to look for it. Some of them are pay channels, some of them aren't. Sometimes you are a subscriber and you don't get this event or that event. I thought a perfect guy to talk to, a veteran in this, a guy that has supplied race fans with content for years. His name is Tony Stevens. He is Pit Row TV, not Pit Road, Pit Row, R-O-W, Pit Row TV. Any short track fan that's been around any length of time has probably tuned into Pit Row TV. And Tony Stevens is a wealth of knowledge. He is going to join the show. He's out in Vegas this weekend. Busy guy, always at a track, always doing something. But Tony has agreed to jump on and help us pick our way through and, you know, find out some of the answers to some of the questions that we all would have. Tony Stevens is going to do that. But what do you say we get to the birthday boy himself? Yeah, tonight is Gary Elliott's birthday. He drives the number 36 in the Parts for Trucks Tour. Whoops, sorry. East Coast International Pro Stock Tour. Old guy, old habits. Great sponsor, I might add. And so is East Coast International. It is the Pro Stock Tour on Canada's East Coast in the Maritimes. The 36 Quaker State machine is lined up and ready to go once again in 2024. And we're going to bring him up. As soon as Gary gets his butt back into the chair, we'll get him on the show. And there he is. We got him. Oh, don't touch that camera. Gary, what's going on? How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hang on one sec.
Okay, I'm hanging on 1 second.
You guys, there we go.
Yeah, it's working fine. Gary, looks like you got things ready to rock and roll again for another season. This, over 50 years now, Gary.
Yeah, 56 this year.
Amazing.
So I'm pretty excited.
I wouldn't doubt it. Man, you got the car all ready to go. Is it race ready, so to speak? You're ready to do some testing?
Yeah, I would say another half an hour, maybe a couple hours max. We want to test the radios, and we've already scaled the car. We've already set up the chassis and the wheelbase, and all that stuff is already done. Trailing arm angles, we've done all that. We just have to do a few more things, nothing serious, but just want to make sure that the radios work, and then we can go practice. So we're ready to go. I'm pretty excited.
I wouldn't doubt it, Gary. You have been working on that car since the day you guys shut down 2023. I know you have.
Yeah,
it's right. Full off restoration each and every season. How is the 36 this year? And did you find much stuff wrong with it from, you know, maybe wrecks that took place last year?
Well, actually, we went to Ontario for the last two races of my schedule. And at Flamborough, we broke a drive shaft. And I didn't understand why, because it broke right at the yoke. So we didn't have a spare. So I borrowed one actually from Kyle Steckley. So I really appreciate that. His dad was so gracious to me. So he ended up giving it to me, and then I bought it off him, which was great. So we go to Peterborough, and I had no idea why that the drive shaft broke. So when we go to Peterborough, I'm actually running really well. I'm positive. I have a great attitude because I love that track. I love Flamborough too. I don't think there's any tracks I don't love. I really like, but there's some I seem to feel more on the wheel than I do others. So anyway, we got rained out. We came back Saturday morning. We were seventh fastest in practice at Peterborough, which is really good for anybody, but it's really good for me.
Right.
And so we spun out twice in the feature, and I didn't understand why. And the second time we spun out, my crew said there's a lot of oil dripping from the rear end. So we were done, and it turned out that we broke the quick change, and that's why the drive shaft went at Flamborough. So anyway, we had to rebuild the rear end. We had to put new master cylinders in it. We've everything that had to be replaced is replaced. And yeah, so it was a lot of work. We started October 28th. And then, because I told the guys, let's get some stuff done before it starts to get cold and snow. And my crew are really good. Like Chris White comes all the way from Dartmouth, and Jack, he lives in North River. He's not too far away, 15 minutes. Bob lives in New Glasgow. And of course, Shannon, she's close by. So anyway, we, and I just picked up two new crew, Robert and his daughter, Emily. So now they've helped. Actually, they started helping after we were already pretty well done, but they've been digging in as well.
Oh, that's awesome, Gary. When it comes time for statistics, the numbers that you have produced over 56 years in the sport are truly mind-bending. How about this? 1,333 nights is what you have raced. 890 of them are consecutive nights. Gary, that's unheard of.
You know what? I didn't know how many nights that we had consecutive until 2013. It was our 40th year with Quaker State. So I was just getting some stats done so I could do a book, and I wanted to put my stats in the book. So when I seen we were at 680 in a row, I thought, wow, like that's, I didn't realize it was that many. So by the end of 2013, we hit 700. And then in 2017, we hit 800 at the last race at ACC at Peterborough. So I was pretty pumped. And then, so then COVID hit and I couldn't run as many nights, but I ran 8 in 2020, 11 in 2021. Then I started then 14 in 2022, then 15 and last year, 15 and 16 actually in 2022, because I went to Ontario.
Yeah.
And yeah, so now we're at 890 consecutive and 1,333. The other stat that I didn't know was how many races I've been in, but I can't show you now, but I have a bunch of scrapbooks back there, and they're all documented. They all have all the numbers, all the where I finished. I know where all my finishes. So I can't tell you how many DNFs I have and how many I could. I have it recorded.
Right.
But I know how many races we've won, how many features we've won, and all our point standings. Actually, that's on my website. If you go to my website, GaryElliottMotorsports.com, in the top left corner is all my stats from 55 years. So actually, they're all there if somebody wanted to go and check that out.
Oh, just amazing. We're with Gary Elliott tonight. He's in Truro, Nova Scotia, where he lives now. Gary lived in Ontario for a long, long time, moved out to Canada's East Coast, and that's where he is now. Gary, there's not a racetrack in Ontario for sure that you haven't raced on. I'm trying to think now, when you get to the Maritimes, I think you've got every one of the Maritime provinces covered, every one of their tracks. I know seeing you at Eastbound International Speedway out in Newfoundland, so you've got that covered off. How far west do you go? Have you gone and done any racing west of Ontario?
No, not really. I did south. I've got probably 7 or 8 in the U.S. that I've raced, and back with the hobby cars, because I was the first, when I was president in 1985, in 84 we came to Nova Scotia with the hobby cars. There were 16 of us that came to Nova Scotia, and we ran Riverside, Hammond River, and River Glade. And before we went to Maine, first we ran Aroostook County Speedway, which I believe is called Spud Speedway now.
Yeah.
So we did that one, and then we did Riverside, and then we went to River Glade, and that was 1984. So just to interrupt myself, I'm pretty excited that I'm going to go back to River Glade for their 60th anniversary, and it'll be my 40th anniversary since the last time I raced there. So, then in 1985, I decided, I asked the guys, you know, because, I mean, that's a lot to ask people to go. Imagine for 2 weeks we left Ontario.
Right.
On the night before that we left, Flamborough Speedway had all that. We all went around the track. We come out of the pit gate and we drove around. John Caselli shook hands with us. and Quaker State give everybody a case of oil.
Wow.
And then we headed to the Maritimes after our Saturday night race. And it was fantastic. Like, it was really good. So then in 1985, I said to the guys, well, look, if we went to the Maritimes, surely we can go to Michigan. So then we went down to Michigan for the first time. Kalamazoo was the first track. We went to Kalamazoo for 14 years after that.
Yeah.
And Berlin, Kalamazoo, M140. There was Galesburg Speedway. There was a few more, too, that we ran that were really exciting. Oh, Spartan Speedway. And Dearborn, just past Dearborn, we ran Dixie Speedway. So it was awesome.
Also a member of the Canadian Motorsports Hall of Fame, Gary Elliott was inducted. What year was that? That was at 18 or 19?
No, last year.
Was it last year?
See, yeah, that? In 1997, I was inducted into the Vintage Modified Hall of Fame.
Right.
Then in 2016, Flamborough Speedway. And then in 2022 or 23, I was inducted into the Canadian Motorsports Hall of Fame. Well, absolutely blew me away because, I'm not a guy to beat. I never really was. I happened to have a nice spell probably from about 1987 to 2014 that I was always a car that I could win.
Right.
And when people ask me, like they say, are you going to win tonight? And I said, I don't know, but I'm going to race. And yeah, that's what I do. And now I'm having probably, not that I didn't have fun before, but I never got mad when I finished second, ever. I never. Anybody who ever made out that stupid phrase, second sucks,
right,
is ridiculous. Like, imagine starting 15th and you finish second.
Yeah.
How can that suck?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous to make that statement. And people are just stupid because, well, they're not stupid. They're just wrong for saying, I mean, 24 cars on the track and you finish second. And you're going to be disappointed?
Yeah.
The only time you might be disappointed is if you're leading and the guy hits you from behind to pass you. That would make you upset because rubbing is racing, but hammering a guy from the back to me is not, that's not rubbing. That's smashing into a guy. When two cars are side by side for the final lap, holy cow, nothing's more exciting. And that's rubbing. They'll rub because they have to hug each other so they can have their lane, but that's rubbing and that's okay. But banging into a guy. But my point is that if you finish on the podium, then that's a really good night. But I'll tell you something, in Flamborough Speedway, in the hobby cars, we always started the fast cars at the back.
Mm-hmm.
And many times when I was running high in the points in the 80s and the 90s, I would start like 21st or 20th.
Oh yeah.
A 25 lap race, 25 lap feature. And so if we finished fifth, if you walked by our trailer, you would have thought we won.
Yeah.
We were high-fiving each other, hugging each other, and because I love racing. And to me, if you got to count your victories in a night of racing. And if you finish in the top three, if you finish second, man, that's a home run.
Buddy, you finished first the bunch because I got the cash to prove it. When I would take the 36, it was always something special. Gary, look back at 2023. Any special moments to you when you look back on the season? I can imagine there's lots that stick out through your 56 years this year in racing. But last year's or anything that pops out to go, man, that was cool.
Yeah. You know what? There's a few. Like, for example, when I came down here in 2020, Scotia Speedworld wasn't running because of COVID, but they did in 2021. My fastest lap time there was a 14.539, and I never beat that in 2022, and then the last night race of the year in 2023, we went out and we did a 14.582, and my spotter Jack said, how's the car feel? I said, good. He said, so then we're good, right? I said, no, I want to go out again. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, I want to try to beat 14.539. I think I can. See, I don't drive on the wheel. Like, I don't do that.
Right.
Not especially for 150 laps. I did in the hobby car because you had no time. Right. You had to hustle. But now, like, it's a 150 lap race. You don't need to be driving like a nutcase. Like, you just have to go out there and just pace yourself. So anyway, and at my age, you have to pace yourself anyway. Anyway, so, oh my goodness, I go back out on this last set of hot laps, and now I am like back in the hobby days. I only was going to run five laps. So Jack says to me, you just did it. You just beat 14:539. I said, wow. So I come in, and Shannon goes over with the telephone with that race pass on it.
Right.
She said, check this out, 14:500. And I thought, holy cow, I beat it by almost a half a second.
Yeah.
Like 0.4. So that was one. But another one that was probably just as good, and maybe even more so, was when I left after we raced at the IWK 250. The next week, I raced the next week at with the SLM series.
Right.
And I raced at one of my favorite tracks down here is Oyster Bed. And holy cow. So we got there. There was 26 cars. Now, the thing is, I took bump stops out of my car.
Right.
I took them out early last year because I couldn't get the car to work. I didn't have a gale force machine. And I hated asking people to help me with my stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? I talked to Junior Hanley and I said, I want to take the bump stops out. And he never said no.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? He said that they are tricky and they cost a lot of extra money.
Right.
With shocks and all the other stuff people are trying to do. I know people are trying to go 0.2 faster, but you know what? They don't need to. So anyway, I took them out and I put heavier springs in the car and I finished that the weekend before. I finished on the lead lap at Riverside like that. That's one of my goals, to finish on the lead lap. Like guys at my age, they're lucky they're sitting in the grandstand. So for me to be in that race, I'm happy just to finish on the lead lap. That's a home run. That's a victory. So we go to, first of all, I have a great attitude when I get to Oyster Bed because it's a short track.
Right.
Reminds me of a cross between Sauble and Peterborough. Like I love that track. And so I go out and practice. And so my Chris White comes to me and says, you're going to like these lap times. I said, how so? He said, you're 12 fastest out of 26.
Beautiful.
I said, wow. I said, that's awesome. So I started outside pole in my heat besides Gosby, Dylan Gosby. And we finished third with a whole bunch of those kids behind me that were they probably figured this guy's going to wear out in a 10-lap race. But I was able to hang on to third. So that was high-fiving each other. That was a big day for us. So in the feature, I got they put me at the back, close to the back, which I thought I might be starting up closer up to the front. Anyway, so this is another race that was meant a lot to me. We ended up going down a lap because we were at the back, and that's such a short track, and there was 26 cars. So you know what? I mean, the cars in the middle and the back are going to be braking a lot sooner. And the cars up front are going to be gone.
Yep.
And anyway, so they caught us. They put me down a lap. One lap down. On lap 135, right? On lap 135, the race monitor showed me fifth fastest.
Really? Really?
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Well, to me, that's unbelievable.
Sure. No, it's called pacing yourself. Pacing yourself and let the race come to you a little bit, too.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, Gary, I've got to hit a quick break. Can you hang out with us here? I still got a couple more questions for you. We'll hit this quick break, and we'll come back.
Yeah, I'm here till Wednesday.
And we'll be back with Gary Elliott all live tonight on Racetime Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, race fans. This is Chad Collins from Delaware Speedway Safety Crew. You're listening to Racetime Radio.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by RPM Race Parts. Order today, race tomorrow. Also by VP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. And by Dawson Dental Centers. Get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca.
Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There's nothing like sitting around the fire, is there? Lots of life's biggest moments and big challenges get solved right around the fire pit, including many family magic moments. The best way to ensure that fire goes each and every time is to use a Quick Fire Starter. For over 30 years, Quick Fire Starters have been made right here in Canada. I'll never forget when my son was young, thunder was rolling in the distance.
Oh, Dad, what was that?
Well, that's just the angels bowling in heaven.
Dad, what was that?
That's what happens when you pull Grandpa's finger. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
This is NASCAR champion Ryan Blaney.
Chase Elliott.
Kyle Larson.
Joey Logano.
Kyle Busch.
Martin Truex Jr.
Brad Keselowski. What is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio?
It's a place to talk about your favorite sport.
You know, I renew my subscription. It never comes off this channel.
The whole day is awesome.
It's a place to hear from the biggest names in NASCAR.
Joey Logano, what are you doing?
I got the SiriusXM set up at my house so I can jump on more often.
Joey, I want to first thank you for doing this. This is awesome for the fans.
It's a trusted source for breaking news.
Major stories today, my friends. Let's get down to business.
There's just never a dull moment.
It's every NASCAR race heard live, including in-car radios.
Logano gets into the back. He shuts him up the racetrack.
Stay out, stay out, stay out. Trust me.
Bubba Wallace to the lead at Talladega.
Good! Yeah!
And it's classic races that honor the history of the sport.
Dale Earnhardt is going to win the Daytona 500.
So what is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio?
It's your 24/7 home for all things NASCAR.
The way you guys cover these races is unbelievable.
Channel 90 streaming right now on the SiriusXM app.
There are thousands of parts and pieces that go into today's race cars. GSR Parts has what you need, and they ship coast to coast in Canada. GSR Parts specializes in dirt sprint car chassis, modifieds, and so much more. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, road course, or in a straight line, GSR Parts has the parts you need to get you back on track and in victory lane. Visit them on Facebook at GSR Parts.
Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families. People you might call neighbors will be here, there, and everywhere. Doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. You stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, you can count on Napa know-how.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts Stores, New Glasgow, Antigonish, and Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia. You can count on Napa know-how.
AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
From the high banks of Daytona, we cover it all. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark. And now, back to Joe's.
Hey, shake and bake, Cal. Woo, shake and bake.
And here on Racetime Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Racetime Radio. So glad you could tune in tonight. Rev TV Canada. Got to thank Mike and Ed and all the guys at Rev TV for getting us all hooked up and on the air every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. You can count on Racetime Radio and get you up to date on all your short track news from across Canada and into the U.S. as well. We always include our U.S. guys. And tonight we are spending some time with Canada's Iron Man. He's from Truro, Nova Scotia, drives a 36 Quaker State machine. His name is Gary Elliott. Gary, you've got statistics coming out the yin-yang. What is going to be your ultimate goal? What have you got set? Because I know you, Gary. Whenever you set a goal, you tend to hit it. What is the goal this year?
So this year, we have 890 consecutive nights. So on our 10th night this year, we're going to hit 900 in a row. So I think that, honestly, that's going to be easy. If I could do it, A guy came here in March of last year and bought a diecast off me. And he asked me, he said, what's my goals? And I said, I'd like to reach 900 in a row. He said, why not 1,000? I thought, holy cow, 1,000. But 1,000 would be doable if I could race another 5 years at 20 nights a year.
Right.
That'll be the hardest part, right, to get that many nights in. I might have to go and live in Ontario for about 5 months so I can get 25 nights and run a modified and a late model.
Yeah.
But that's one of my goals for sure, like 900. That looks pretty good. The other one we're going to reach this year is number of races we've been in, and that's 3,000. We're at 2,974 total races, heats, consies, trophy dashes, features, so semis, like all those things over the years.
Right.
And the other one too, like this is kind of a long shot too, like in 2031, it's going to be Quaker State's 100th anniversary.
Right.
So I would like to race, if I could, till then. Bill Zardo gave me a lot of, kind of, not encouragement, but a lot of inspiration to race, you know, like he raced at 80 years old and he was doing really well.
Yep.
And God bless him. And, you know, I miss him. And so does the racing community. But you know what? I would like to be able to race a few more years. I don't know if I can reach 1,000 in a row. I guarantee you both my kids, Shirley and Davis, your dad, there's no way.
Right.
No way. But I'm still healthy. I'm still happy. God has been good. I've been blessed with so much. If I can keep my sponsors, and have sponsors that would support me,
right?
Because that's the biggest thing with racing would be having been able to afford to do it. But that's kind of my goals. This year's 56, so I'd have to run. I've had such a great schedule a great career that it doesn't matter if I race 60 years.
Right.
I'm probably making it hard on any young kids. Yeah. Like Kyle Steckley, for example, if he says, hey, Dad, let's keep track of all our nights that we've raced so we can beat Gary.
Yeah.
Because now we need to run 1,333 nights and we need to get 900 in a row. So Scott will say, okay, you have to run at least 20 nights a year for the next 45 years. So that's just to make the streak. That's not the – I mean, you'd have – to reach 1,300 nights, you have to run 20 nights a year for 65 years.
Incredible.
That'll make Scott 85. I might still be racing then, so I don't know. I doubt it.
So will you have your schedule on where you're going to be with the 36 Quaker State machine for 2024? Do you got that posted somewhere?
No, but I have it finished, and I'm going to send it to my printer, the one that does my autograph cards.
Right.
I'm going to send it to him to have it printed. And then it'll be probably put on my Facebook on Facebook and my website probably in the next week because other people are asking me too. My schedule this year is probably 16 nights.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to go to Flamborough twice. So I'm going to go for their last points night, then the Oktoberfest,
right,
and then ACC. So, and I'm running 13 races here.
Nice.
I'm going to run a full tour. And then I'm going to run a few specials. I'm going to do the race at Riverglade mm-hmm. for the anniversary. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be great for Gary McLean. I dealt with his dad in 1984 when we ran there with the hobby cars. And then I'm going to run an extra Petty and an extra Oyster Bed.
Right. So night number one for you will come up. Scotia Speed World, is it? Night number one?
Yeah. So that's on May 18th.
And Quaker State all back on board with you. That's amazing, Gary.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy that they are. It's really hard to keep sponsors. And so I have to do everything I can to tell them that, like, I should be grandfathered. Like, the guy that owns Quaker State should say, look, all you guys are in charge of departments. The one guy that's staying is Gary.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just teasing. But they've been really good to me. And what's hard is dealing with a different person every couple of years because they don't know me.
Yep.
And but this year I'm so blessed because the new marketing manager has known me for 5 years.
Good.
So that doesn't mean I can get favors, but it does mean that he knows me.
But Gary, you also earn that logo. You earn it. You're not just at the speedways. I can't tell you how many times I've shown up at different places in Nova Scotia, my dad. Jerry and I will be popping in to get a case of water or something at Walmart. And out front, there's Gary Elliott set up with the 36 car. The crew is there. They're all dressed. And it just blows my mind, Gary, the amount of time you spend promoting the sponsors on your car. That's why you got full quarter panels, man.
Well, I believe it's twofold. I believe I'm actually, I do agree it's my sponsors too. But last year we were at Canadian Tire and this lady came over with her two children and then I put them in the car and they, you know, they got their picture taken. She said, so where do you race? And I said, well, tomorrow night we're racing at Scotia World. Guess who? When we come out on the track, we angle parked our cars and we did a driver introduction. Guess who come running up to the fence? Those two kids.
Yeah.
So that was pretty awesome because we need to support our tracks. Like that's to me the most important thing. Like sponsors, yes, but we need to support racetracks. So, you know, like that's We want fans to go there, but we want drivers to go there. We want to put on a show. Only one guy can win, mm-hmm. and everybody should respect each other so we don't wreck each other, so we can come out for the next race. But I think that's the most important thing. Like, I have a race car. I have a desire to race, and I'm so thankful that these racetracks are there so we can race at them.
Gary, I got one more question for you, and then I got to cut you loose because we got Kyle coming up, and I still have to hit a break.
I can take Kyle's time.
No. Too funny. And you know what? He's probably sitting back enjoying listening to you, my dad.
He's a great kid. I love that kid.
Yeah, just amazing. Gary, the question I had now eludes me. I forget what I was going to ask you, but it's just tremendous catching up with you. You got to know that. Just you're amazing. And go get them this year. I know we'll be out to do the IWK 250, and I look forward to sitting down with you again and having some fun. Just do me a favor, be safe, and go get them.
Thank you very much. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and race as hard as I can race.
You always do. You always do. Take care of Buttons, your sidekick dog, and thanks, Bruce, for getting everything all hooked up there. We surely do appreciate it. And Gary, we will definitely get you back on the air throughout the course of the year. There you go. There's Buttons. Always, hey, our pets mean as much as there is what I was going to ask you. How many diecasts you got left?
I got about 125 left.
How can they get them?
Yeah, I had to order 700, so I've been really blessed. A lot of people, and everybody that gets them, the pictures I sent them, they say it doesn't do it any justice. So
No. These are absolutely beautiful.
And can I just take 1 minute? And
30 seconds.
Kyle won't mind. 30 I just
seconds.
Want to thank my sponsors.
Yes.
So obviously, Quaker State, Grindstone Landscaping, they've been with me since 2008, PPG, Canadian Tire, Finish Line, Nickerson Auto in Nova Scotia. Obviously, Racetime Radio, you're on my car because I want you to be on there. And Robbie's Towing, he's a big supporter of racing, and he's been with me. Epic Racewear, they make fantastic stuff, and they're going to help me with it. I'll have hats and hoodies and T-shirts this year.
Beautiful.
Through them. So that's going to be good. I have some new sponsors this year. Home Royalties from Ontario is sponsoring me, and I'm so happy with them. I'm going to do a show at their place when I go to Ontario in Thornhill. A company called Truro Mazda, they're right in Truro. They're really good. They love racing. They go to the owner goes to the U.S. and watch races. And then Jerome Tracy, I don't know if you know him. Have you ever met him? But he has an auto body shop in Cape Breton.
Right.
So he painted my car this year, and I really thank him for that. And a company called Rural Works, I fix stone chips on windshields, and I went there to their place, been going there for a couple of years. So they wanted to be on my car too, and so I'm just really blessed. I'm so thankful.
Hey, we're the blessed ones. We get to watch you each and every time we hit the racetrack. Gary Elliott, be safe. Thanks so much, and happy birthday, my friend.
Hey, and say hi to the rest of the guys coming on. Thank you for me.
Absolutely. That is Gary Elliott, driver of the 36 Quaker State Machine. He's still got some of these diecasts left if you want one. Get a hold of him through his Facebook page. I'll tell you what, I've got a lot of diecast hanging around. Nothing compares to this 36 car. It's that nice. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, Kyle Steckley, driver of the 22, is going to join us all live tonight on Racetime Radio.
This is Randy Hooker, owner of the Country View Golf Course, number 38 Chevrolet, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
The SXM app is your one-stop destination for everything you love.
Things keep getting bigger and bigger for these two.
Everything you missed.
You two were so funny together on the Oscars the other night.
And exclusive podcasts, video, and on-demand access to your favorite stations. Hear your favorite team from the car, from your home, or on the go.
Walks in, put it between his legs, shoots it, score!
All with the SXM app. A free download now from the Google Play or Apple App Store today.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Contact Terry and start winning today. Also by Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, they even carry parts for road course cars. 226-583-8001. And keep an eye on GSR Parts Facebook page.
Rev TV, your motorsports and automotive destination. Watch live races from around the world and right here at home, from two wheels to four and so much more. Rev TV is your source for motorsports. Rev TV features exclusive race series, up-to-date news coverage, documentaries, how-to programs, and adrenaline-filled lifestyle programs 24/7. Go green with Rev TV. Contact your TV provider to order.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is fueled by AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here. We call it Race Time Radio with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, everyone, to Race Time Radio. So glad you could tune in tonight. Man, the season is getting so close up here in Canada. What do we got? One more week, and then we start getting into practices at Delaware Speedway, Flamborough Speedway, Sunset Speedway, and the list continues to grow there and thereafter. I know the one I've got circled on my calendar comes up May the 4th. I can't wait to get to Sunset Speedway for the Steve Slaughter 100. For the late models, it is going to be off the hook. I can't wait to get to Sunset May 4th. Come join us. It's going to be a lot of fun, but let's get back to the show, shall we? This next guest has been tearing the tracks up. He has had nothing but bad luck, but it's all out of the way now. It's got to be, because it doesn't seem to matter what happens. Kyle Steckley will turn around, go back on that racetrack, and dig every single lap. There's no such thing as going out there and just riding around, not with the driver, the number 30 or the number 22. Kyle Steckley joins us now. What's going on there, champ? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, you had a beautiful start when you got to Hickory. It didn't last long. That 43 car, man, I'll tell you, I was pretty mad at him sitting here watching it on TV, watching it on Flow Racing. And, man, I couldn't believe it. Just a little bit of contact and around you went, but a lot of damage. I thought it was just a cut tire. Not so.
No, it was definitely pretty frustrating. I think we had a really good car there. It was fun to take my own car down with my team again. We haven't been doing that lately, so that was really cool. But, yeah, we were just running there. I think we're passing for fourth, and then, yeah, the 43 come down on me, and we cut a tire, which ended up the Swaberheim rubbed off it because just the track's so rough, and I had to go a whole lap around with a flat tire, so unfortunately screwed up the sway bar and the Heim and all that, so we had to take the arm off, and then I ran a couple laps with no sway bar, and then we got her hooked back up, and it was a bit of a disaster there for a while in that middle section of the race too. There's a lot of wrecking and avoidance, and a couple times not used to that, but we stayed out of trouble the rest of the race and got back up to 10th. So it was a solid rebound.
Oh, yeah. Top 10 finish. And how about the crew that you've got assembled? Those guys, you didn't drop a lap. You stayed on the lead lap through that whole mess. And I was astonished at that.
Yeah, it was awesome. My crew did a great job. I had a lot of help from the Lapsoviches and his team, Chad Bryant Racing. So that was really cool. And yeah, we came in a lot there and did a lot of work to that car just to try and get it better and better and better each time so we could rebound the best we did. But yeah, it's just really cool to see everyone working together there. And, you know, we had a couple guys from the Rhett Jones team helping me all weekend, a couple guys from up here in Canada. So everyone working together, and they did a great job. So really appreciative of them.
You want to talk about somebody that freaked out? I was sitting there watching everything, and the announcer come on, and he said, well, kind of looks like Kyle Stuckey's going to learn the hard way. And I thought, I don't know what that comment meant. And then he went on to say that you couldn't change the tire. And I went, no. This is ridiculous now. And I know I clearly heard the announcer say that you couldn't change a tire. I guess what he didn't say was that you couldn't put a sticker on. You would have had to put an emergency tire on. He didn't say that, though. The way he alluded was that you were doing something illegal by changing the tire that was cut down. And there was no question if that tire was up or down. It was gone, let alone down. Is that a rule in that series where you can't change a tire?
No, it's a pretty basic rule in all late model racing. Normally you have four emergency tires, and that's what you get to change only if you get a flat or a cut tire or anything. I think some series have rules that it's like 8 pounds in the left and 15 pounds in the right. So you got to have a tire going down or a tire issue to be able to use them, and they can't be brand new tires. So
right. There's
a bit of a tire rule there. And but yeah, if you got a flat like I did, then there's no question you can change it.
Hey, I got to ask you, you'd be a perfect guy to ask too. Hickory Motor Speedway, iconic, historic, all those and above. What's it like to race on that track? Because it looked like the car spent more time bouncing and in the air coming off turn four. How can you set up for something like that?
Yeah, it's a really track. It's kind of smaller, like the tracks we have up here. It kind of races like some of the tracks we have up here. But man, oh man, is it rough. And it creates for some challenges when you're setting up the car. So, you know, we changed a lot of stuff in our practice and worked on shocks a lot, just trying to smooth out the ride as much as we could. And we did a pretty good job of it. I was happy of the progress we made in practice. And yeah, it's a unique track. It was really fun, you know, just going out there and practicing on it. Once the race came, it was one of those tracks where it's just, thing, you know, it promotes rough racing for sure, but, you know, it's good short track racing.
You know, I watched the late model stocks that came up after the pro late models, and I got to say, Kyle, it was a different looking race. The guys were easier to run side by side by the look of it. It provided maybe a better show, if you will, for the viewer. And I commented to Joe Jr. I said, look at what the difference between the pro late models and the late model stocks on this track. He said, yeah, there's a big difference between having bump stops and not.
Yeah. The late model stocks are really interesting cars. I haven't worked on them too much, but obviously Trayton, or I haven't been around them at all. I haven't really worked on them at all, but it's an interesting series. They've got a really good program going there with the Cars Tour, and they're introducing the pro late models. It's only their second year, but their late model stock program is honestly kind of like a Pinty's car. So I'm not surprised Trayton's doing well, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot of success the remainder of the season.
Well, they snuck one in on me last night. Here I am. I'm watching the ASA stuff from Montgomery Speedway, and what a racetrack, I might add. And later on, I see Sue actually seen a post, Trayton finished fourth. And I went, finished fourth doing what? Was he go-kart racing somewhere? And sure enough, it was the 250 that was the rainout, the makeup. They snuck that one in, man. I totally missed the boat on that, but Trayton got a fourth-place finish. His consistency is impeccable. It's still coming.
Yeah, no, I'm happy for him, and I'm excited to see what he does the rest of the year.
So now, what's up with the 22/30? You've been running different tracks, different places. We know we're going to see you in the APC series when things fire up here, but the ASA schedule looks like May before you get back on the schedule down there. So I guess your next race, the 22 in APC, right?
No, but we're doing too much racing. Well, there's no such thing, but it's nice to have this little break here, getting the car ready for back home in the APC series. So I've been working nonstop on that, getting our car ready for next Saturday for the United Late Model Series practice day. So that's the next time I'm on track. And then the plan is, as of right now, as long as everything goes smooth, we're going to head out to Berlin with our pro late model and race there on the 27th with the CRA Jags Tour. And we're going to see how Berlin is. And I've heard a lot of stories about it. I know it's a hard place to get around, so I thought I'd like to try it for myself and see how we can do with our APC 22.
Looks like a big donut, but it's a real fast one.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be outstanding. Now, that will be with which car? The 30 or is it the 22?
No, the 22. That'll be with the same car that we just ran in Hickory. So our plan is we've got two 22 Pro Late Models, and we're going to have one for the APC series, and we're keeping one in the USA rule books so we can take it down if we want to go down there. And we're going to plan to go to Owosso and maybe Toledo and a couple other races down there with our 22 in the Pro Late Models. So we're going to stay busy as much as we can.
Are they drastically different going across the border between the two different styles of Pro Late Models?
No, they're really similar. It's honestly just some of the bigger ticket items. Like the APC series does a great job at keeping the cost down and keeping everything to a minimum so they can get, everyone can get a chance to race competitively. And so going down to the States, we just have to either buy or rent a set of shocks, and they have different transmissions. We run a 2-speed Raptor transmission up here, no shifting. And down south, you can run 3-speeds, 4-speeds, Jerichos, all that stuff. So we bought a transmission and a set of shocks. And now that we got that, it's really, the weights are similar. All the rules are really, really similar other than that. So it's just those couple big ticket items that you need to pick up.
How much longer are we going to have to wait before we can look at an ARCA race and say, hey, there's our guy. There's Kyle Steckley in an ARCA car. Has there been any talk? Because I know Rhett Jones, they're known for the ARCA series stuff as well as what they're doing.
Yeah, there's definitely been talk, watching the ARCA series, and, I'd like to make a start there and see how we can do it. I think we'd have a lot of success with what Rhett Jones has done in the past. And, it's just, I think I've got experience with the Pinty's car that would correlate to ARCA. And, nothing's been set in stone by any means, but there's been talks of hopefully getting in a car for a couple of the more northern races, like the race in Michigan and Toledo, all them races. And but who knows what will happen. I'm not too worried about that right now, but it'd definitely be cool to make a start in ARCA down the road and see where it goes.
Well, you got lots on your plate, trust me. Sideboards are needed for what you've got all going on. But with my eye looking down the road, man, I can't wait to one day say Kyle Steckley in the 30 at Daytona International Speedway for the ARCA 200 down there. That, my friend, would be cool.
That would be awesome. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Well, one day. Keep doing what you're doing. It's going to happen, and it'll be here before you know it. And then onward and upward. Kyle, it's been great catching up with you. How's the old boy doing?
Good. He's actually just outside the office here. He's watching the NASCAR race. So he's doing good. We've been working lots, getting our late model ready for the APC series this past week. But it's going to be a fun year with him.
Yeah, not too much damage other than what we spoke of, right, under the 22. Nothing structural that you had to do?
Just quite a bit of body work, honestly. The right side of the car was pretty tore up, so quite a bit of body work there. And then, getting our car for up here that we haven't raced yet, so we're getting it all ready to go for next Saturday with the APC series.
Wow, man, it hasn't it feels like forever getting here, but now and looking at the long range forecast, it actually looks sunny and 15 degrees Celsius, which is going to be a peach of a day to get out Perfect. And do some practicing. Kyle, we love it when you come on and update us like you did tonight. And, hey, more power to you. We'll keep our eyes pinned. And you know me. I'll be hounding you all the way through to get you back on here and keep us up to date, buddy.
That's awesome. Thanks for having me on, Joe.
You betcha. Kyle Steckley. Oh, man. He, along with Trayton Lapsevich and Joel Lawrence and, oh, the list is long. And they're doing a fantastic job. Again, Trayton Lapsevich comes home with a fourth-place finish in the 250 just yesterday. It was a rained event, and they made it up and totally slid right by me on that one. But it totally enjoy watching the Cars Tour late model stocks. It was McCartney getting the win. The guy's, I believe, a three-time champion in the series, got lots of wins. I look down the list, Chad McCombie finishes sixth. A lot of big names. A lot of guys have done just tremendous. And Trayton Lapsevich, two top 10 finishes until last night, comes home fourth. So he is chipping away at it. That 77 car is going to be in victory lane before you know it. I can guarantee it. We are getting close to the top of the hour. We're going to throw it back to SiriusXM. Get you up to date on some news and some highlights that you may have missed in hour number one. And then hour number two is up. We will have Will March on the show. Ontario Motor Speedway, that big, beautiful dirt track, it's going to open. All good news. It's got new ownership. Will is part of the family that has now bought the surface, and he's going to join us. We'll get you up to date on excuse me, everything that is coming forward for that racetrack. We'll also talk some NASCAR Canada with a guy that has won 18 races. Kevin Lacroix is going to join us. His next race will be his 101st start in NASCAR Canada. He is hooked up with Donnie Thompson. What a group. I'll tell you, putting Donnie Thompson with any team would be magic, but watching Kevin and Donnie go to work along with the crew, just about unstoppable, these guys. And I know Kevin's excited for another year. And then we'll have Tony Stevens on the show. We'll talk about live streaming of races. He does it with Pit Row TV. He'll be a good guy to ask. I got a few questions for him to help you, the race fan, sort of pick your way through the live streaming landscape today. There's different options, and there's different companies that are supplying different stuff. And I figure Tony Stevens would be the man to ask these questions to, and we'll do that tonight, all live, right here on Racetime Radio. But we're going to throw it back to you in Toronto, get us up to date, and then we'll be back for hour number two, all live tonight, in the Racetime Radio studio. Stay right there, everybody. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, channel 167.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to Canadian Tire Motorsportpark.com. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide.
We're back with
number two of Racetime Radio. And here on Racetime Radio.
On Sirius XM 167.
Where Canada talks.
And just like that, our number two begins live tonight from the Racetime Radio studio. So glad you could tune in tonight. Just before we get to Will March and talking about Ontario Motor Speedway, I was out yesterday at the two-speed motorsports grand opening in Hanover, and I got a quick word with Joe Jr. I'm going to play it for you right now. Well, here we are, grand opening of two-speed motorsports in Hanover, Ontario. A beautiful-looking shop. Junior, it's here. Today's the day. How's it been?
Hey, it's been really cool. It's, you know, getting this place fired up has been, you know, a labor of love, number one. But it's also been super cool watching it all come together and I think the coolest part is the support that we've got from the racing community. It's been so cool, obviously, watching two-speed grow like it has, but watching all of the support come together and culminate here at the shop today for the grand opening, it's been awesome. So it's here. We're here to stay. I think we've surprised a lot of people, and I think that there's still a lot more surprises coming down the pipe, just knowing what we've got happening.
Well, you guys have really gone all out. It doesn't seem to matter. I've taken a beautiful walk through this building, and this is the showroom. When you come in through the front door, they get a beautiful boardroom back here, a nice kiosk right at the front door, and that's where you're going to be greeted. How about their Raptor filter line? Junior, you guys have got a lot of products here compared to day one when it started out with just some jack stands, right?
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. You know, January, I've told a lot of people this story today, January 2023, we had technically four SKUs. We got to Motorama, we had nine SKUs that year in March, and now we're up to just shy of 110 SKUs that are two speeds, and we're also a major retailer for great brands like Dynaline. We've got a wicked partnership coming down the pipe with NTN Bearings. As well, we're working with Ilium, manufacturing and parts manufacturing. So, it's been really cool, and we're also getting into the service side of things with the addition of Dan Lawler onto the team. We're doing a lot of maintenance, a lot of mechanical work. You know, we also get into fabrication work. And even, you know, into the maintenance side for local racers across the board, whether it be a street stock, whether it be a junior late model, whether it be an APC car or a NASCAR car, we can do it. We've got the parts, the pieces, the manpower to bring it to life, it's starting small and building into something that's really cool.
Well, we don't see it here in the showroom, but I know you guys just got a whole bunch of aluminum in. You've got Lexan that you offer up. There's a lot more that, that race teams are going to be able to use. You got a lot of parts and pieces now expanding into even more.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to be one of the largest distributors for painted aluminum products, like painted sheets, which is a major expense for a lot of teams here in Canada. I know it's definitely a pain point for everybody in the industry. We've secured a really unique partnership and we're going to be distributing right now. We've got white and black sheets of 040 aluminum, single sheets for $139. Now it's pickup only here in Hanover, but we also are going to be getting into the supply side for the bulk guys. So lots of opportunity.
Incredible. Office hours. Is there such a thing? If somebody's rolling through and they want to pick up some parts, some stuff, what's the best way? Is there hours of operation going forward?
If you want to get technical, we're 8 till 5, Monday to Friday. We're gonna be available, though. We make it work. You know, it's I can't say that if you show up at, 11 o'clock at night on a Sunday, we're probably not going to be able to support you. But, you know, we try to make after hours work for sure for everybody. I know everybody's working and they also have their needs within motorsports. So it's reach out, give us a call. We'll make it work and fulfill the needs. So lots of flexibility there, but 8 to 5 is preferred.
And I guess guys can put their order in, arrange for pickup or what have you. Like you say, you guys will make it all work. Congratulations on all that you guys have done. Now it's just a foot to the floor, man. Race season's here, and you guys are definitely ready. Congratulations. This looks amazing. Corey McAllister has got to be one happy dude, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having us on. And, man, I miss being on the show with you every week. I got to come back and be in the studio coming up here in the next couple weeks.
Well, your seat is wide open, ready for you anytime. That's Joe Jr., Two-Speed Motorsports. You can get to them every which way you can think of, social media-wise. They've got it all covered. Oh, look at that. I see Ingrid over there. That's... You know, pedal power, when you watch one of those videos, her and her husband, here at the grand opening. But that does it, big guy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Hey, it was great catching up with Junior. Beautiful day for a ride in the Corvette yesterday. And I took the opportunity, took a shot down to the grand opening, and it was great to see them all. And trust me, we cleared out the showroom part. To shoot that video, everybody was out in the shop part, and they got hoists all set up. Corey had all of his cars lined up, and there was some sprint cars, and you name it. They had everything there. Dan Lawler and the whole team was out back, and it was a busy day. Busy, busy day, and they got a bright future coming up. But what do you say we get back to the show here, and we'll welcome in Will Marsh. Now, I can see his name. So probably, and now I can see him. What's going on, Will? How you doing?
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Fantastic, man. Congratulations on the new ownership.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. I wasn't quite expecting it, but here we are.
Well, and good for you guys, too. Now, I know it's not just you. It's your dad and your brother. It's a family deal, is it?
Yes, sir. So my father, Craig March, is the owner. My brother, Craig March Jr., does all pretty much the paperwork side of things as well, a lot of hands-on work at the track, and then I'm supposed to be mainly the track maintenance guy.
Ah, there you go. So you're going to be the guy prepping the track and getting it ready to go. That's a daunting task at a dirt track, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's definitely something that it took me a lot of learning curves overall at first, but I'm excited to take them on. I'm just excited to get learning and start the season.
See, unlike me, when I had bought Sauble Speedway, an asphalt track up here in Sauble Beach, there's, you know, as long as the track is swept and clean, you can turn the guys loose. You guys, there's a lot of prep work that needs to be done on dirt. When I stepped in as an owner of a racetrack, I'd never turned a lap in a car. Not so with you guys. You guys are racers, so you know what you're looking for.
I really appreciate those kind words, but yes, sir, so far we've been racing our entire life. It goes back as far as my great-grandfather. My dad grew up racing. I grew up the track with him. My brother raced a little bit as well. It's one of those things that I just really wanted to go dirt racing, wanted to try the 602 crate sprints, and my dad just fell right in love, and one thing kind of went through another and kept snowballing from there.
Oh, you got to love it when it comes together, and this is probably... albeit something that came together in a relative hurry, it's probably been a lifelong dream for your dad to one day have a racetrack. And how much better can you get it when your kids can step in and help to make the whole thing go? That's kind of cool.
Absolutely. Exactly like you said. Now, not only do you have a racetrack in your backyard, but it's one of those things that every racer, race fan, anybody that likes to be involved in racing, just can only imagine how amazing that is. And not only just to have the racetrack and the opportunity that it brings, but just the memories that we're able to bring and create for families and young children. Just like you said, we all have memories growing up in the track, being on the track and with our families and friends and things like that. And to be on the other side and to kind of be the ones creating those memories now, it's a great opportunity. And we're very blessed and we're just excited to take on this opportunity.
Yeah, you got to love it when a plan comes together. Now, April 15th or 14th today, I guess 15th tomorrow, we're not far off starting a season. Do you guys pick up a schedule that was maybe kind of partially done, or did you guys have to formulate everything right from scratch?
Yes, sir. We started working right from scratch. Craig Marks, my brother, instantly got on the phone, and he spent I don't know how many hours getting this schedule ready and making sure all the divisions were ready and going to have enough car count, things like that, make sure we were a competitive season. And then overall, we were just trying to bring different divisions to the back to the Tilt Buxton as well. And not only the mini stocks, but a lot of the sprint cars. We're bringing the Southern Ontario Sprints, the Great Lakes Super Sprints, the 602 Crate Sprints, and then the wingless Ontario Traditional Sprints, as well as a couple other vintage modifieds and Great Lake Legends.
Yeah, safe to say it's going to be a sprint car track. You guys obviously love sprint car racing. Will we see dirt late models? I know Hooker grew up on that track, South Buxton Speedway, and those kind of guys. Will we see the dirt late models appear at the Speedway much?
Oh, yes, sir. All the weekly divisions will definitely be here. We're not trying to take any of the weekly divisions away or take the late models away or the modified away. We know this is a late model country or a county kind of thing. And it's one of those things where we're just really trying to bring more diversity, like more different classes kind of thing. Because we know some guys really do love sprint cars and stuff. They don't want to always necessarily have to travel to further tracks that are 2-3 hours away kind of thing. So we're just trying to have a little bit more diversity each week kind of thing for different guys.
That's awesome. Good stuff. Adding to the show never hurts. Getting more diversified, getting different classes in there. It's funny, you know. A lot of tracks, when the mini stocks come out, if you're a big dirt late model guy or a big asphalt late model guy, they say, well, the concession lines will fill up. The four cylinders are coming out. But there is a ton of four cylinder fans that wouldn't miss a lap, and they really don't care about the late model guys. It's funny, isn't it, Will, how race fans sort of attach themselves to the class that they really like. And I guess a lot has to do with the guys behind the wheel. When you know somebody in a race, it really makes it special. And that's what we try and do here at Racetime Radio, is put a face to the car number, and fans will do the rest. They attach and then look out.
Yes, sir. You're 100% right. It's just like you brought up with the asphalt tracks alone. Bone stocks are a huge, they keep a lot of asphalt tracks alive overall. And it's one of those things where it's a great not only learning class, but in general, it's a good, affordable class that it's still fun. It may not be the biggest engines, it may not be turning the fastest laps, but you're out there just to have fun. And we're not out there to win big bucks. None of us are. We all hope to make it to the show one day, but unfortunately, a lot of us aren't going to do that. So it's one of those things where we just really want to. That's why we brought the mini stocks back and stuff. Is we just want to create opportunities for guys just to come out and go racing. You know, it may not always be the races that certain fans may want to see, but there's certain fans that would love to see that class. So it's kind of works out.
Yeah, it sure does. It's funny. A few years ago, car counts were really hurting in different classes at different tracks. And I know I've always said, as long as you got two cars that are competitive on a speedway, that's all everybody's going to be watching. If you can get side-by-side racing action, you have got something to show. It doesn't matter if there's 30 cars on the track or whether there's two. As long as they're racing, people are getting their money's worth. We all want to see a lot of cars, but as long as you got side-by-side, you got it licked. When is night number one for Ontario Motor Speedway?
Opening night would be May 11th. We'll have all of our weekly divisions there. We'll be filming every Saturday race and not live, but we will be releasing it later on that week, probably on a Tuesday, we're thinking, as well as hopefully bringing G-Force later on the season. There's going to be a lot of different divisions at first coming like at the beginning of the year. We're going to have on June 15th, we're going to have Southern Ontario Sprints and the Great Lakes Super Sprints. We're kind of trying to end, just like we're going to have Ontario Traditional Sprints in May. just so when guys kind of see right off the hop that we're going to keep everything similar at the way things were, but we're just bringing some different classes along the way. But overall, we're not trying to change how the track is or anything. We're just trying to improve the facility and overall the speedway for the racers, but we're not trying to overall change how the heart of the track or anything like that is.
We're with Will March tonight. He is one of the owners. He's a part of the family that owns the speedway. Just took the keys at the end of last week, and they're getting prepared for 2024. It was looking like we weren't going to have this track open. And the good news is, now it is. It's going to be open, and it's going to be full tilt straight ahead. Will, when you take a look at the industry, have you been getting calls from other tracks saying, hey, welcome aboard?
Yes, sir. Honestly, that's one thing that we really weren't sure what to expect, but we've gotten a lot of support not only from other track owners and track members, but just racers in general just reaching out, asking if there's any help we can possibly use. A lot of volunteers, guys offering to use offering their equipment and stuff if anything ever broke down and things like that. The support we've received has honestly been amazing. It's just one of those things where that's why we really want to keep improving just the track, even with the safety and things like that. So when guys can come over here and go as fast as they possibly can and without having any concerns in their mind, and all the fans can come out here and have a great time, have the kitchen already, so, you know, fill their bellies up and all that kind of stuff, and just create a good time for everyone on and off the track.
That's awesome. That's the proper attitude to have. It's going to be incredible to see everything on May the 11th, night number one. How are you set up for staff? Of course, everything brand new, including the ownership of the track here just in the last few days. So you haven't had a lot of time, but how is it looking for staff? If someone's looking for a job, are you hiring, and do you need anybody specific?
If you are looking to volunteer or looking for to be hired, please reach out on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, or through our email or our website. Or you can reach my brother, Craig March. His number is on the Facebook page and on our website. But yeah, we have had a lot of people reaching out, and so far we filled a lot of the positions. Obviously, there's still a couple of people along the way. As you know, it takes a lot of people to run a racetrack. But it's one of those things where everything, thankfully, is coming together a lot smoother than we could have imagined, kind of thing. So we will be ready for May 11th. It's just should be ready smoother. Should be ready a lot smoother than we were expecting.
good deal. Let's hit up the social media and the pointers, so to speak, for race fans and people that are interested in looking at that schedule and finding out everything. Whereabouts exactly are you located for? Is social media, give us a hit on all those different spots.
Southern Ontario Motor Speedway is the name on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And then our website is Southern Ontario Motor Speedway. And then our email is s.o.m.s-buxton@hotmail.com.
Perfect. So that lays it all out. They can definitely get a hold of you, and that's going to be key. How about the family ticket side of things? Do you guys have a family ticket? Or is your kids 12 and under free? Or have you gone that far to set the rates?
So for right now, I don't want to speak too much on that because that's not my department. But overall, I do know they are working on making certain deals, and like they're making sure kids are free of certain age and stuff. But I'm not exactly sure on all the details, so I can't say too much on that right now.
Yeah, there you go. I'm asking the maintenance guy a wrong question. I can guarantee that. But that's cool. I know everything's so fresh and new that it's going to take time to build it in. And congratulations on absolutely everything so far. You can count on Racetime Radio to definitely get the word out. And we'll be looking in on the competitors. They take a win there. That's a big deal.
We truly appreciate you having us on here and your support. And anytime we come on here again, we'd love to. We know you're a big influence in the racing community. And we definitely love to have you at the track sometime and maybe even take some pictures with some of the Victory Lane winners.
You want to believe? I look forward to that. I got to jump in the holler and rip on down there. That's going to be a good time. I look forward to it. Will, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations, and go get them, man. We'll be getting you back on here to get a progress report just before that green flag goes in the air. Sound good?
Sounds awesome. I can't wait.
You bet. Say hi to your dad, your brother, and go get him, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet. That is Will March. How about it? Ontario Motor Speedway. It's going to go. It's going to go full tilt, straight ahead. Another good dirt track to add to the list of places we all need to go visit. Sounds like they're going to have a good active schedule. See some different, maybe, classes at the track. It's going to be awesome. Great news. Love hearing that. Instead of a racetrack, you know, not operating, in this case, we got good news. They're going to go full tilt straight ahead. We're going to hit this break. When we come back, we're going to switch the conversation, talk some NASCAR Canada with a guy that has won 18 of those races. We got Kevin Lacroix coming up, driver of the 74, on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Derek Tiersma, driver of the number 7 Oscar Super Late model, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
The SXM app is your one-stop destination for everything you love.
Things keep getting bigger and bigger for these two.
Everything you missed.
You two were so funny together on the Oscars the other night.
And exclusive podcasts, video, and on-demand access to your favorite stations. Hear your favorite team from the car, from your home, or on the go.
Walks in, put it between his legs!
All with the SXM app. A free download now from the Google Play or Apple App Store today.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Also by Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There are thousands of parts and pieces that go into today's race cars. GSR Parts has what you need, and they ship coast to coast in Canada. GSR Parts specializes in dirt sprint car chassis, modifieds, and so much more. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, road course, or in a straight line, GSR Parts has the parts you need to get you back on track and in victory lane. Visit them on Facebook at GSR Parts.
Rev TV, your motorsports and automotive destination. Watch live races from around the world and right here at home, from two wheels to four and so much more. Rev TV is your source for motorsports. Rev TV features exclusive race series, up-to-date news coverage, documentaries, how-to programs, and adrenaline-filled lifestyle programs 24/7. Go green with Rev TV. Contact your TV provider to order.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is fueled by AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There's nothing like sitting around the fire, is there? Lots of life's biggest moments and big challenges get solved right around the fire pit, including many family magic moments. The best way to ensure that fire goes each and every time is to use a Quick Fire Starter. For over 30 years, Quick Fire Starters have been made right here in Canada. I'll never forget when my son was young. Thunder was rolling in the distance.
Oh, Dad, what was that?
Well, that's just the angels bowling in heaven.
Dad, what was that?
That's what happens when you pull Grandpa's finger. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here.
We call it Race Time Radio.
With your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, one and all, to Race Time Radio, all live tonight from the Race Time Radio studio. Hey, if you're on YouTube, following us along on YouTube, The show is live every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can always get it live on YouTube. Please do us a favor and hit that subscribe. It's growing, and it's growing rapidly, and we much appreciate it. Of course, you can watch the show every Tuesday night from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, right across this big, beautiful country on Rev TV Canada. If you haven't got your subscription yet to Rev TV, what are you waiting for? They've got the programming you want, and as a motorsports fan, you cannot top what Rev TV puts in front of us each and every day on that channel. Check them out. Subscribe. They are available on every single provider across Canada. You want to have Rev TV? They've got some incredible programming, some great short track races. It all comes up on Rev TV Canada. And we want to welcome all of you for tuning in right now. The NASCAR Canada Series is our national tour, and our next guest plays a key role in every single NASCAR race that hits the racetrack, and he has for the last 100 races. He drives the number 74. His name is Kevin Lacroix, and he joins us right now. Kev, how you doing, buddy?
I'm very good. You?
Doing fantastic, my friend. How is the 74 car coming along? Have you been cracking the whip and getting Donnie motivated to get those things ready to fly?
Well, first of all, Donnie is not with us anymore. We got a new crew chief, so and we'll be running a two-car team this year, and sometimes three cars, so three drivers. But so we've been working really hard during the off-season to prepare all the cars for everyone.
Kevin, you shocked me. I didn't know that. I am so sorry to be hitting that. When did Donnie go? This is new for 24, right? He has been with you a long time, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was from 2016 to 2023. So it just happened this winter that we went to a new direction. We needed, we plan on going for a multi-car team for quite a bit, and now we've moved forward, and we needed people full time in the shop. And unfortunately, Donnie lives in Ontario, so it's a little bit of a headache for him. And so we found a group of people in Quebec that are going to run the team, and we have a new crew chief too. So
yeah, you gotta love it. Plans change, right? Things change, and everything moves along. You have 18 wins in Canada's toughest national tour. That's huge, my friend. To get 18 wins in this series is a real tough task to do, and you've managed to do it. Do you have a favorite track, Kevin? Do you got one that you look forward to each and every year? Because I think you've won on all of them, other than, like Riverside is coming back up. It hasn't been on the schedule for a few years. Eastbound was new a couple of years ago. But the tracks that have been, those solid ones that have been there each and every year, I think you've won on all of them.
Well, I would say more on road courses. So every time they had one road course on the schedule, I'm happy. Every time they take one off, I'm very sad. So like for this year in 2024, we were going from five road courses to four. So that hurt me a little bit. I've won nearly 50% of all my road courses, but on ovals I've had only two wins on ovals. So we're always pretty quick, always in top five. But like the little edge that I need to win, like on road courses, maybe I don't have the experience on oval. I'm a road course driver, and at my age, sometimes you stop learning. So maybe that's what happens with me. But so we're good on ovals, but. Yeah, looking forward to road course.
But if there's anybody that can get the job done, it's you. I've watched you for a lot of races, and I look at you the same way I look at LP Dumoulin. LP comes in as a road course guy. I was there the first oval track race that he ran and got his comments after. I said, "What did you think of that?" He goes, I'm dizzy. I like turning left and right. He said, "But I know this is part of the deal. I got to get better at it." And sure enough, LP Dumoulin now is as good on an oval as he is on a road course. And Kevin, I know you. you are as good on an oval. You maybe don't give yourself enough credit because the oval tracks, you shine on them. You get to places like Chaudière. You get to places, you know, the half mile. And now Monomy at the end of the year. Have you got laps on a Monomy?
If I got what, a laps on what?
Do you have laps on Monomy, like in ACT or anything like that?
No, no, no. Okay, no, I don't have any. I've never been there before. So, but like you say, you know, I run good on ovals. I would say, you know, sometimes just like on road course, you know, like most of my wins, I rarely have the fastest lap time in a race, but you know, I'm able when it counts in the final few laps to do the difference on road course, and maybe that's what I'm missing on ovals. You know, it's one thing to have the speed; it's another thing to win. And on ovals, it's a little bit more difficult for me to find the extra edge at the end. But you know, we're better on longer ovals. Not that we have big ovals, but like we're better on maybe like Montmagny. We'll be good because it's a longer track than Chaudière. So I'm looking forward to that for an end of the season. So, yeah, it's one of those ovals that we're not too bad normally. And but you know, everything can change. We have a different crew chief now, so you know, maybe I'll start winning a lot of ovals and start losing on road courses. We don't know.
Yeah, that's true. You don't, right? You don't know. It all comes down to strategy. When to come in, when to pick up that rubber. You can't get tires and fuel at the same time. So it's a constant struggle when you're in one of these races. And it can play a crucial role, right? If you come in too early and get your tires and have to make up the track position, now you're going to burn up the tires you just got, or do you wait, and if you don't get a yellow, now you're really screwed, right? Like you can't get tires and do a live green flag pit stop because you'd lose so much time. It's all strategy when you look at it, but you have to have a driver that doesn't get rattled in the car. He has to stay focused. Yeah, you're going to lose spots, but you make them back up. And Kevin Lacroix, there is not anybody in that field that I've seen that can make up positions like you can. I've seen you go into the pits as a leader, come back out, something will happen, a gun will jam, something will take place, and you roll back out on the track 15th, 17th, and away you go. You start picking them off again. You're really good. You must stay calm in the car. Is it the spotter that keeps you mellow, or is that something that's within you?
No, I think I always stay very calm, and we, even when we're racing on the radio, we do a lot of you know, we trash talking, not trash talking, but saying stupid stuff like jokes and joking around on the radio. So we like, I like keeping the atmosphere very, very calm and funny. So I think that plays a role, not being too stressed in a race. And yeah, just like many of my wins in CTMP, like with 10 laps to go, I find myself like P15. And it's like, oh, it's time to move forward now, you know. But you know, at the end, the last few laps, I'm always there. So you know, I like to move through traffic, and you know, like I said earlier, on road courses when there's you get at the end of the race and it starts to count a little bit more. I think I'm able to stay calm and be fast.
Yeah, and go for it. Speaking of CTMP, that is going to be the site for race number one this year. You got to be just going, okay, bring it on. I can't wait to get there. Will you go out and do any preseason testing, Kevin, before we get to Victoria Fest?
What? Yeah, for sure. I did some testing at iCar in Mirabel last week. And we're going to CTMP on, I think, May 2nd or 3rd. And we'll have two tests at CTMP before the race. So, yeah, we're, like I said, we have brand new equipment, new people in the team. So we have to get ready. And for sure, you know, we have a lot of work to do still. So two tests at CTMP.
We are with Kevin Lacroix. He is a NASCAR Canada driver, driver of the 74. 18 wins, 100 starts. What do we got? 59 top five finishes, 76 top tens. And he's pretty good at getting the pole, too. He's got 13 of them in his career for NASCAR Canada. Kevin, when you look at that track, CTMP, does it matter where you qualify? Because it's such a long race, or it seems to be. Does qualifying play a big, big role? I know on the short track, if you got track position, it's paramount. You need it. Whereas at the road course, it doesn't seem to be as much. Do you guys put big effort into qualifying when you're at CTMP?
No, not really. For sure, it's nice. It's nice to qualify pole. So every time you maybe I give it, you know, my 100% and try to get the pole. But if it doesn't happen, it's not too big of a deal. I think pit stop is more. Is more important, you know. Like I said earlier, we, you know, with it happens very often that with 10, 12 laps to go, I find myself P15, and you know, I need to make up ground. So it happens every race. Everybody has a different strategy, and they always come down to the last few laps. So no matter where you start, you know, I think pit stop strategies are yeah, you get in the mix sometime, and you know, that's more important.
You've got a beautiful-looking race car each and every time you hit that racetrack. How's the sponsorship looking for 2024? Is the panels all filled up? Are you good to go there?
Yeah, well, we're all filled up for the next 7 years, so so that's a good thing. Yeah, we have the same sponsor as last year, Napa Auto Parts, and we got also Gates. We got Valvoline, the lubricant. So you know, they're big partners and good partners that are excited to get involved in racing and bringing people, and we have a lot of fun, everybody together.
Well, everybody likes to sponsor a winner, and that's what they get when they get the 74 Kevin Lacroix. At least they know for sure you're going to give them 110% every lap, and chances are, if you're on a road course, you got a really good shot at the victory at the end, and that's the cool part. Race team-wise, you got a new crew chief. How about the rest of the team? Are you looking for anybody, or are you all ready to go that way?
Well, yeah, we're pretty set up right now. Most of the crew we had last year, except the crew chief, it's hard to bring two crew chief on a car, so most of the people we had last year are still there. We got a new crew chief. And the second car we're adding is a driver that we're not okay to announce yet because he didn't make an announcement himself. But he's bringing his mechanics, his help too on his side, you know, his crews. So pretty much all set up. But yeah, the key part was to hire two new people full time in the shop, and that's what we did. And that's already done.
Oh, man, I can't wait to find out who you're teamed up with. Now you've got me interested. I can't wait to find out. And I'm sure we will soon, right?
Yeah, it's pretty set up for maybe like 1 week or something. I can't remember the date exactly, but in about a week. And I'm excited, too, to you know, that everybody knows and to see it on track. And it's going to be fun to have a driver with the same equipment as me and a driver with better equipment than he had in the past and a driver that can prove he can win just as much, maybe more, maybe less. We'll see, just as much as me. So he wins too. So we'll be a very exciting team that we'll have on track. We'll have a shot at the win every races.
How about social media? Are you big on social media? If so, how can fans follow you along, Kev?
Well, I have a Facebook page with my name, Kevin Lacroix, but other than that, no, I'm pretty quiet. So I have a regular job too, so, you know, I keep myself busy away off the racetrack and from social media.
Well, let the results speak for themselves. When you get the win, you get the publicity too, right?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome stuff. Kevin, we've enjoyed the time tonight. Good luck. I know I'm going to be at a couple of races this year. I look forward to checking in with you and seeing how everything's going, my man.
All right. See you. Thank you.
You bet. That's Kevin Lacroix, driver of the 74. Watch for him at CTMP. There is a lot of really good teams there. But Kevin Lacroix, man, I'll tell you, this guy knows how to get it done. He has a lot of times at that particular speedway. It's going to be very interesting to see how it all shakes out. We're going to hit our final break. And when we come back, I'm going to have Tony Stevens, Pit Row TV, all live with us on Racetime Radio. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Derek Tiersma, driver of the number 7 Oscar Super Late Model, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Also by Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, they even carry parts for road course cars. 226-583-8001. And keep an eye on GSR Parts Facebook page. For over 30 years, Quick Wick Fire Starters have fueled this sport on and off the track, making lighting your campfire as easy as 1, 2, 3. There's no need for kindling or paper. Just pop your Quick Fire Starter in the pit, add your wood, and presto, you're a pro. Quick Fire Starters. No harmful chemicals and guaranteed to light your fire every time. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families. People you might call neighbors will be here, there, and everywhere, doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. You stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, you can count on Napa know-how.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts Stores, Fort Hawkesbury, New Glasgow, and Andy Gadish, Nova Scotia.
I want my MPG.
If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Racetime Radio. And now, back with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back to Racetime Radio. So glad you could tune in tonight on Rev TV Canada. Much appreciated. Now, let's talk, shall we, with a guest. Our next guest is a perfect person to talk about live streaming of races on television. He has done it for a long time. I don't know how many years, but we're going to find out. To me, Tony Stevens is Pit Row TV, and that is Row, R-O-W, not Road, Pit Row TV. And I've been tuned into Pit Row TV for a lot of years. And when it comes time for live streaming of races, everything seems to be becoming more complex. There is more selection. You don't know where to turn. I get asked all the time in this game, how do I watch this guy's race? How do I watch that race? And I'll tell you, even a guy like me that's entrenched in this industry has a hard time answering some of the questions that I get. So I thought, you know what? Tony Stevens would be a perfect guy to get on at this time of the year. All the races are fired off now. Up here in Canada, we still have a few more weeks, but down south, everything is rocking and rolling. And I know Tony Stevens has his eye on absolutely everything down there. And he is one of those huge content providers. And he joins us now all live tonight. What's going on, Tony? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm eating my lunch right now. Actually, I'm at ironically a large broadcasting trade show, trying to figure out some more of the tips and tricks, and I try to stay on the cutting edge of what we can do to bring folks racing and do it in a way they enjoy and make sure they're entertained.
Tony, it when you look back a couple of years ago, there was only a couple of content providers. You have been really at the cutting edge of it since when it really started at their speedways. You must find a huge difference in this game.
Oh, it's nuts. I've told the story a lot, it feels like, in the last 6 months. But I remember when we started out, and we had a little encoder box about the size of, you know, a couple credit cards stacked together, that it felt like. Maybe actually probably close to about a hockey puck size, truthfully, with thickness and all. So I remember we had that, a mixing board, and a camera, and that's all we had. We thought we were hot stuff, right? And we all dreamt of the days that we could, oh, it'd be nice to have all these different angles, these different replays, these cool graphics. And lo and behold, here we are. I mean, we literally just got a brand new trailer for our broadcast here about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And we haven't quite finished building it out yet, but we're going to have it finished here soon. It actually has to be on the road at the end of the month for its first event. And it's amazing. I sat there in that trailer and I looked at it, and that thing is quote unquote future proofed within reason. But it's like, man, when did we get to just a stream turned into this massive production? But it comes from support of our viewers and our subscribers and what they like to see and telling us what they want to see, and us trying to meet that challenge of giving them more of what they want to see and how they want to see it. And it's just been an ever evolving thing, and it's been really fun.
Well, and it's a ton of investment, too. We can't forget about that. I know in the radio world, I had a dream some 10, 12 years ago of creating a live broadcast crew that could go to races, broadcast the race flag to flag, do it online, do it on Sirius XM or wherever, and get the information out to the race fans. And it does. It evolves into something greater and greater. And it's us. We're the guys to blame for it, because we're listening back to what we do and we go, it would be cool if we could add this, and we figure out a way to do it. Now, it may cost us $5,000 or $10,000 to add this, but you and I are the same kind of cut from the same cloth. We want it to be better each and every time. And Tony Stevens, you do that. When I watch your broadcast versus some of the other broadcasts, it's the difference between what we do on Racetime Radio and a couple of guys sitting in their basement on a laptop. It is like, how can we compete against this? Those guys have got, I don't know, $150 invested in a laptop, and I've got probably, I don't know, $200,000 in electronics in a studio, but we're on the same online presence. There is a big difference, is what I'm getting at. And Pit Row TV does an amazing job. When you watch a Pit Row TV broadcast, that is similar and equivalent to me as watching a Fox broadcast, because you've got that much stuff coming at the race fan. It's got to be daunting.
It really is, and I appreciate the compliments. That's our goal, is to make it as close to network as it can, because quite frankly, the viewer, that's what they expect, right? That's what they're used to seeing on Sunday. And in their mind, we should all be able to do that, right? Never mind the millions they have invested, right? So we try to mimic that and obviously put our own spin on it. But yeah, I mean, it is very daunting. I mean, you know, take for instance, we'll use the Winchester 400 last year. And, you know, a lot of this has come to a new partnership we have as well with TrackTV.com and Bob Sargent's organization. We're tied in with that. So we'll be handling a lot of the stuff on the back end of that, in addition to what we do on Pit Row. But like, we get to the Winchester 400 last year. That's a Sunday race. We got to Winchester on Tuesday, just to give folks an idea. And we had to actually go do some upgrades to the facility, as far as, okay, oh, this conduit is totally junk. We've got to go replace it, get all this stuff done. And now we've got to test all this stuff. And, you know, I always say, we've just never done it. I would love to have a video series or a documentary about what our average race weekend looks like on a show of that magnitude. Not because I think what we do is anything special, but I think it's because the average race fan doesn't understand what actually goes into it. Just like they for years didn't understand what actually it took to get a winning race car to the racetrack. Right. And I think it's kind of that same deal. And that's what I tell my guys. Racers are one in the shop. We do our homework during the week, not at the racetrack. And we show up at the racetrack and tweak it or figure out if it's going to work at all or whatever. But we do our work in the shop just as the race team does. And by doing that homework, it allows us to do really cool things on broadcast that folks like you enjoy.
Well, and when you see a series taking leaps and bounds, you know, there's a lot that goes into that series operation, whether it be race team or the sanctioning body doing the right things. But all that can go for naught if they get the wrong broadcast company to put their product out there. It can look like a two-bit show. Or you can get the right broadcast, and it can make it look spectacular. And that's what I love about Pit Row TV. You do that, and I urge, and I have for years, urged race fans to check out Pit Row TV and subscribe to it. It is worth the subscription. And today, the market is becoming more fragmented all the time. It's like the music industry, right? It's all over the place. Before, there used to be, I don't know, rock, country, opera, I don't know, like a handful of different genres. And now today, there's like 150 of them. Good luck trying to find what you want to listen to. It's the same can be true with live streaming of races. We have Flow Racing, and we have, Racing America. We have all these different streaming networks, but you can't be fooled by, oh, it's got a big title, it's going to be a good broadcast, because that isn't always the case. A lot of times, they're taking local stuff and regurgitating it and putting it out online, and it's not quite fair to guys that are doing it right.
Yeah, and we try to work with all of our crews as well. I mean, for instance, we had the Alive for 5 series at Dells Raceway Park yesterday, and holy cow, that was a heck of a race. And that crew wasn't quite what we have for, like, say, an ASA National Tour race. But those guys go to those races, and they did a great job with the four people they had on site to try to drum these shows up and make them more than just a camera at a racetrack, right? We try to work with our crews to make sure they understand what's going on. We try to make sure the equipment is uniform across the board. There's a lot of little things that we do that I know a lot of folks don't necessarily do, and that's just the way that we chose to do it, because I am a big believer that the quality matters. Kind of like you said, you can take a great series and have a terrible broadcast platform, and it doesn't translate as well. You can have an average series and have a great broadcast platform, and it elevates it. And I like to feel like that what we do very well, and that whoever we do work with, obviously that's what we are able to do, is help elevate their brand, because ultimately the broadcast is an extension of that sanctioning body's brand, right? Whether it's IndyCar, NASCAR, NHRA, ASA's National Tour, or whatever the case is, it's an extension of their brand, right? And we've been very fortunate with, to be able to partner with folks like US Legend Cars for that same reason. Obviously, we mentioned the ASA National Tour, and, a lot of folks we've worked with in the past and look forward to working with in the future, too, to try to elevate those things. And the details matter. That's ultimately what it is. And we're race fans. We try to make sure that what you're watching is what we would want to watch as well.
Well, and you're going to pay for something. Let's make sure we get our money's worth, and they do with Pit Row. Who are you? Because I know your broadcast, I've seen some of your broadcast end up on Rev TV Canada. They do appear in a lot of different locations after the fact. But who do you specifically work with, Tony? I know Speed Sport is one. Like Ralph Shaheen, spoke with Ralph at the PRI show. And he was so excited this year, and rightfully so. He's got like 400 races that are going to be coming up on Speed Sport. It's amazing, and I know you are a content provider with Ralph.
Yeah, our back end is powered by Speed Sport TV, so we are tied in with that whole platform. In fact, the entire Speed Sport TV platform, I probably work a little closer with them than maybe some of the other affiliates do, because I've been there. Literally, if you look on the platform, we literally were broadcast number one. So we've been tied in from day one. But as a platform, we do like 3,000 plus events on a given year. That's not what Pit Row does, but it's what Speed Sport does. But nonetheless, yeah, there's a lot of stuff tied in. So we do work with Speed Sport and their new fast channel that they have and starting to launch, which is called Speed Sport One. You can check it out on Sling and a bunch of other platforms. It's free to watch. So a lot of our stuff's ended up there. We talk about the ASA National Tour. Their broadcasts end up on MAV TV. So we are doing that. There have been other things that have been picked up, as you said, from Rev TV in the past and just a bunch of different folks. Obviously, the primary place it goes is to Pit Row TV or to any of our other affiliates that we have that we're tied in with, like US Legend Cars TV or Track TV. But those are our primary places. But yeah, they end up everywhere. We've had them, pop in places. People have approached us about distributing them, and we go, okay, what's what's the deal look like? And they say, here's what we want to do. And I say, okay. And it's good for the series. It's good for everybody that folks want this content. It makes them look good. It puts them in front of more eyeballs. I mean, it's good for everybody. And ultimately, that's what it's all about. But if we didn't have a good, solid, strong subscriber base that supports what we do, we would not be able to do that. So right. Without those folks, we're unable to do those things. And on top of that, we're unable to give back to the tracks of the series if they don't subscribe. So we're so appreciative of the folks that do, because it allows us to give back to the tracks of the drivers and the series, and then allow them to get more exposure in different places by having the programs that we do that folks do want to pick up.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. Well said. Taking a look at Pit Row TV, Liberty Speedway coming up April the 20th, and it continues on from there. Hey, I can't get down far enough in the schedule, but are you going back to Erie by chance? That was always a good one.
Oh, I don't even know where the heck we're going half the time
not
this
the
year.
Magic,
I literally just spoke with a provider, I don't know, an hour ago about scheduling, because it's gotten to the point that scheduling all of our staff is a headache because I can't keep it straight, right? So there's a lot of places we're going, and there's a lot of places we're not going. I don't remember. So I know we're going to Nashville next weekend for the U.S. Legend Car Spring Nationals. Liberty Raceway Park is next weekend for the World Karting Association Dirt Series. And after that, I honestly don't remember. I think we go to Pensacola and Mobile for Track TV the weekend after that. And I have, I think, one or two other shows on Pit Row. And then we get into May and I'm totally lost.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That kind of gives you an idea of where I'm at.
Well, and that's the beauty of being able to go on to the site. You can take a look and, plan it all out. But I do urge everybody, if you're a short track race fan, I don't care if you're in Canada, in the U.S., or where you are, Pit Row TV is one that you need to really cue into and check it out. This guy, Tony Stevens, is the guy flying it. And trust me when I say, you will enjoy the broadcast. Tony, this has been great catching up with you, man. We have to do this a little more often, but you have fun in Vegas. That's a good show you're at.
We will try. It's fun. There's a lot of stuff we learn every time we come here. And, again, try to apply it to the broadcast and make sure that everybody's able to take advantage of it. But, yeah, as you said, check us out on the website, pitrow.tv, PITROW.TV. We're also on social. Pick your favorite platform. We're on there, whether it's Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. I think I had them all, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're on pretty much all of them. So look us up. We try to have content on all of them and try to interact with our fans. But we have got a boatload of stuff coming up this season. And we are really looking forward to it.
Well, and also the guy that has really taught Tim Terry from Tim's Corner pretty well everything Tim has done. He has been doing it through Tony. So you do an awesome job, even up here in Canada, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. Tim's taken on a life of his own, and he's taken the lessons we've taught him, done a really good job. And he doesn't have to call me very often anymore. He used to. So he's really blossomed and really started his own thing there at timscorner.tv. And really glad to see it, because there's a lot of great racing in that part of the country up there as well.
Well, I'm just going to stick to the two-hour update, my little corner of this world. But, Tony, we much appreciate it. Go get them, man, and look forward to the next broadcast on Pit Row TV. Thanks so much for the time tonight.
We look forward to it, too. Thanks for having us on, Joe.
You betcha. Tony Stevens, great guy, does a great job. And what more could you ask for, right? When you buy something, you really like getting your money's worth, and you definitely get your money's worth with these guys. And, oh, by the way, you like the ASA Stars Tour as much as we do? Those are the guys right there. Tony Stevens and his guys are the ones that are putting it all together and putting it out. And that makes it kind of why we enjoy it, right? And look at the growth that series has been under, and it's just getting started. It's going to be amazing, but that is going to do it for us tonight on Racetime Radio. I want to thank you all for tuning in all live on Racetime Radio. And don't forget to like us on that YouTube channel. We'd much appreciate it. Got to thank Sue here in the Racetime Radio studio for hooking us up and getting us all gathered up, all the graphics. That's all Susie Q. And got to thank Corey Mears. Say thanks for the sweater, buddy. It's kept me warm down here. As the temperature goes up, I'll be shedding the sweater, but definitely needed it tonight in the Racetime Radio studio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll see you next week all live from the Racetime Radio studio. Have a good one, everybody. Have a good, safe week. And we will definitely be with you next Sunday at 5.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.